It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 17th, 2017. It's the birthday of Polish-American film producer Samuel Goldwyn, born Samuel Gelbfish in 1879. Also known as Samuel Goldfish, he was best known for being the founding contributor and executive for several major Hollywood movie studios. Goldwyn was born in Warsaw, then in the Kingdom of Poland, in the Russian Empire, to a Hasidic Jewish family. At an early age, Sam left Warsaw on foot and penniless. He made his way to Birmingham, England, where he remained with relatives for a few years, using the name Samuel Goldfish. He was 16 when his father died. In 1898, he emigrated to the United States, but fearing refusal of entry, he got off the boat in Nova Scotia before moving on to New York in January 1899. He found work in upstate New York in the garment business. Soon, his innate marketing skills made him a very successful salesman for the Elite Glove Company. In 1913, along with his brother-in-law, Jesse Lasky, Cecil B. DeMille, and Arthur Friend, he formed a partnership, the Jesse L. Lasky Feature Play Company. It intended to produce feature-length motion pictures. Film rights for the stage play, The Squaw Man, were purchased for $4,000, and shooting for the first feature film made in Hollywood began on December 29th of that year. In 1914, Paramount was a film exchange and exhibition company, looking for more movies to distribute. Paramount soon signed a contract with the Lasky Company to supply 36 films each year. In 1916, Goldwyn partnered with Broadway producers Edgar and Archibald Selwyn, using a combination of both names to call their movie-making enterprise Goldwyn Pictures. Seeing an opportunity, he then had his name legally changed to Samuel Goldwyn, which he used for the rest of his life. Goldwyn Pictures proved successful, but it is their Leo the Lion trademark for which the organization is most famous. On April 10, 1924, Goldwyn Pictures was acquired by Marcus Lowe and merged into his Metro Pictures Corporation. Despite the inclusion of his name, Goldwyn had no role in the management or production at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. For 35 years, Goldwyn built a reputation in filmmaking and developed an eye for finding the talent in making films. William Wyler directed many of his most celebrated productions, and he hired writers such as Ben Hecht, Sidney Howard, Dorothy Parker, and Lillian Hellman. According to legend, at a heated story conference, Goldwyn scolded someone. By most accounts, it was Mrs. Parker, who recalled that he had once been a glove maker, and supplied the retort, "Don't you point that finger at me. I knew it when it had a thimble on it." Another time, when he demanded that she produce a script that ended on a happy note, she said, "I know this will come as a shock to you, Mr. Goldwyn, but in all of history, which has held billions and billions of human beings, not a single one of them ever had a happy ending." In 1957, Goldwyn was awarded the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award for his outstanding contributions to philanthropic causes. On March 27, 1971, he was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sam Goldwyn died at his home in Los Angeles in 1974 at age 94. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 17th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.